Good morning, everybody. Well, today's gospel kind of puts us right here at the edge of Lent. We have Ash Wednesday, just a few days, but before the ashes and before the fasting and before the longer confession lines, you know, we have 12 hours of confession this Friday. Before all these things, Jesus just asks us a question, I think, in our gospel today. What kind of change are you actually open to? Jesus says in our gospel right here that he has not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. The Ten Commandments are important. They are the baseline for how it is that we human beings are meant to live. Every society needs people who don't kill each other, who don't steal, who don't lie, who don't betray. But what Jesus is getting at here is that following the rules isn't the point. He doesn't just want rule followers. You could follow the commandment and still miss what actually matters. That's what he's saying. And so he takes four very familiar commandments to the people and he says, this is what I really mean here. You may never have killed anybody, but what about the anger that you carry? What about the grudges that you hold on to? You may never have committed adultery, but are you intentional about seeing every single human person as a beloved son or daughter of the Most High God and not an object? Do you have the same gaze as Jesus does? You may never have been divorced, but are you intentional about truly cherishing, honoring, loving your spouse? You may never have broken an oath in a courtroom, but are you somebody that God can count on, that others can count on? Does your yes mean yes? And your no mean no. Jesus is taking the external thing here, the external behavior, and he's saying, I want the heart. I don't just want external behavior. I want the heart. And Jesus shows us here that holiness is not just about avoiding big sins. It's about allowing him, his grace, to transform us from within. That's why he says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And what were the scribes and Pharisees obsessed with? The external. The external, doing crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They didn't give the heart to God. They were just doing all the external stuff. You could come to Mass every single Sunday, but what if you're not in love with Jesus? What if you're not coming, like, hungering for God, hungering for heaven? You could pray your prayers every morning, but just be a bunch of words and not be about giving my day, my life, my words, my actions to the good Jesus. You could genuflect perfectly, but not believe truly that in that tabernacle is Jesus Christ, your Savior, without whom you're destined to hell. Like, this is what Jesus is asking. He's like, I want the external thing is important, but what I really want is the heart. And if you give me the heart, the external stuff is going to take care of itself. It just does, because holiness, it's not just about what we do or what we don't do. The externals, it's about who we are becoming. And who we need to become is Jesus. We need to become him. And that's impossible for you and me were it not for the sacraments. And that's why, thank God, we have confession. Thank God we have confession. Thank God that we have Holy Communion, where we participate, where we are opening ourselves to receive the grace from heaven that can transform a wretch like me into Jesus. And I hate to say it, a wretch like you into Jesus. But this is the gospel. This is what he's after. Not just a bunch of rule followers. He wants transformed hearts. You think about the saints. Think about Mother Teresa. She wasn't just a rule follower. She was a woman who gave herself so much over to Jesus that she carried his light, his love, his peace everywhere. But don't you see, that's what he wants from each and every one of us. And maybe that's, I get that question that he's asking. What kind of change are you really open to? Let's take that prayer. Let's take that question to prayer as we prepare for Holy Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the